The bill would allow undocumented immigrants to pay the same lower-cost in-state tuition rates as other students who attended Florida high schools for at least 3 years. After Senate Appropriations Chairman Joe Negron blocked the bill from being heard in committee, political maneuvering brought the measure before the full Senate this week. The Senate approved the bill with some technical changes that will have to be approved by the House. Proponents don't expect that to be a problem, as the bill is a top priority for House Speaker Will Weatherford. Collier County resident Nestor Trine was in Tallahassee for the vote. After being brought to Immokalee from Mexico by his mother 13 years ago, Trine graduated high school in 2007. He's been working to save money to study computer science ever since, but says high out-of-state tuition costs have kept him from pursuing a degree.
I hope to start school within the fall. So if this bill passes, it's definitely going to help me out a lot. And it's going to make it more affordable for me to be a full-time student and not just take a class or two. And also, I'll be able to graduate a lot quicker than I would by paying out-of-state tuition.
Governor Rick Scott's office says he's likely to sign the measure into law. John Davis, WGCU News.